countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Now, this week we should have been where? At the National Ploughing Championships in Fenna in County Carlow. And one of the reasons why the ploughing takes place this time every year, kind of the week after the third Sunday in September, is because it marks traditionally more or less the end of the harvest and a chance for farmers to down tools, go to the ploughing. Some of them go on their holidays there, they meet friends and so on and discuss the harvest and take a bit of a breather before the winter begins. Well, we may not have had a ploughing championships this year, but of course we have had a harvest, and by all accounts it has been a pretty tough one. On the line now is County Wexford tillage farmer Mark Brown, who's also chairman of the IFA Grain Committee. Mark, good morning to you.
Morning, Damien.
What's the weather like in Wexford?
Yeah, it's going to be a sunny day today again, thanks be to God.
Yeah, and it hasn't been all sunshine, of course, when you needed it. What sort of a harvest has it been? Have you all your crops in now?
Well, I suppose it was a challenging harvest, and going back to when you were down in Wexford before, we were facing two bad storms and we ended up with 5 inches of rain, which did cause us big problems. It caused a little bit of crop damage, and it was challenging to get into the fields. But luckily enough, after the storms, the weather turned around and the place dried up a bit, and we did get the crops harvested. We still have about 10% left. There's still protein beans are to be harvested, which are only ripe now, and there's a little bit of spring barley left in areas to be harvested. So all in all, the harvest is pretty much finished, but it was one of the most challenging that we've had in a couple of years.
Yeah, and it goes back to almost last autumn, am I right, Mark? Because I was down there with Johnny Murphy a couple of weeks ago and we did the report on the programme. But, you know, explain why it has been so challenging.
Yeah, well, it basically started off from the ploughing match last year. We were at the ploughing match, and as you said, at the end of the harvest. But it's also just after the ploughing match is the start of planting, when we start to plant the winter crops. And it rained from the week after that till all winter. We got no winter crops planted, so that meant that we had to plant. We'd usually plant maybe 50% in the winter, 50% in the spring. But this year we ended up with very little winter crops planted, which meant that they all had to be planted in the spring, which meant there was a lot of crops to be cut at the 1 week or the 1-2 weeks of, and mainly a lot of spring barley had to be cut and to be harvested. And then we got the storm right when we should have been harvesting. Mm. The storm came, and that caused us big tillage farmers were looking out the window at the rain. They were looking at their crops melting in the fields, and they didn't know when we were going to get to cut them. And you only have a small window to get them harvested.
Yeah, when they're ripe and ready to cut before, as you said, the heads start lying on the ground. And so what has the impact been, Mark? The bottom line, are farm incomes going to be down now as a result of the poorish harvest?
Yeah, there's an estimated, there was about a 15% loss in the fields. And in certain areas, because there was... That was the other part. We got hit with a drought in April or May, and that caused problems as well. The crops didn't grow as good in certain areas that got really hit, and their yields are down, by at least 30% or a little bit more. But in general, overall, there's about 15% loss because, as you said, the crops were lying on the ground. They were flattened down a bit, and that will cause... an income drop.
Yeah. So, like, there in the space, I suppose, of the last couple of minutes, we've talked about incessant rain, we've talked about a drought, and then we've talked about the fine weather of the last couple of weeks. And there was a little bit of that earlier on. We were talking about the bees and the effect on honey, the dampness of July and August, and the great weather, the late summer that were actually happening. Like, is this climate change really in action now and actually affecting farming on the ground more and more?
Well, it seems to be. I'm not sure whether it's climate change is doing it, but definitely we're getting more challenges. We're getting more rain at different times. We're getting more heat at different times.
Storms.
So it is changing.
Yeah. Yeah. And is it changing, I suppose, the way we need to farm? You know, like the calendar is almost moving around a little bit to the point that you couldn't plant, as you said, last winter. You had to wait till spring. So is there a reassessment going on in tillage farming about, you know, how you approach the year?
Well, especially for tillage farming, we're so dependent on weather. That's our number one. If the weather is not right, we can't do it.
Yeah.
You know, we can't harvest in the rain. We can't sow in the rain. So tillage farmers are dependent, but we just keep trying to do it faster in a shorter window of time, and you know, which means that farmers are investing more and more in machinery to just get it done faster in the small window of time that we get. And farmers notice this. They're just less time to do the job.
Mm. Well, the other byproduct, of course, of harvesting is straw. So what's the story with the price of straw or the availability? Is it scarce?
Well, straw is backed by a lot because of the difficult time. Farmers were chopping the straw and putting it back into the ground on, you know, a lot of headlands and all that. So straw is not as plentiful, and that's another reason why income will be back a little bit. There is a good demand for straw, and, you know, it's fields are empty and bale, so it is moving, yeah. But there should be enough to go around if people go by it now, yeah.
Yeah, all right, okay. Well, Mark, sure, enjoy the few days rest that you have now before you start getting ready for sowing for the winter. Pity we didn't have a ploughing to go to and meet up and chat and all of that, but hopefully next year. But great to chat to you. Thanks very much, Mark.
Okay, thanks, Damien.
All right, good man. That's Mark Brown there, IFA Grain Committee Chairman and a farmer himself down there in County Wexford.